a route Asian carp could take to get to Lake Erie. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. Today, we continue our week-long series on Asian carp and the Great Lakes. Most of the efforts to keep bighead and silver carp out of the lakes are focused on the shipping canals in the Chicago area. But there are other ways the carp could get into the lakes. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is looking at more than a dozen other possible watery routes that carp could take. A couple weeks ago, I went to see the site that many scientists consider the second highest risk pathway for carp. It's a sleepy little place called Eagle Marsh. It's more than 700 acres, and it's bone dry right now, with not a carp in sight. So it's a little strange when you first see the 8-foot-tall chain-link fence. It stretches from one side of Eagle Marsh to the other.
Well, this fence is designed to stop Asian carp, but as you can see when you pan around and look at the rest of this fence is built on dry ground.
Doug Keller is with the Indiana Department of Natural Resources.
This is an area that floods when the Wabash and Maumee systems, they can flood together, and this is the area they flood together. And this is the potential pathway that Asian carp could move from the Wabash River up toward the Maumee River.
Keller says there are bighead carp about 20 river miles away from this marsh in the Wabash River. The concern is, if carp get into the Maumee River, they could swim right to Lake Erie.
There's been many people that have assessed the risk of Asian carp getting into the Great Lakes system, and certainly should they get into Lake Erie, that is, almost any expert would agree that that's probably the place in the Great Lakes that they would do the best.
This fence is a temporary barrier. It was built to block adult carp from getting through, but not baby carp.
Any fish that's probably 6 inches or less of any kind of fish is going to be able to slide right through this fence. But the juvenile Asian carp live in backwater areas, they're going to hatch and go off into those backwater areas in middle and lower Wabash River, and they're going to be 100 miles easy from here.
Keller says even if Asian carp laid eggs in the upper Wabash River, those eggs would get sent on a 60-mile drift downstream, far from this spot in Eagle Marsh. So far, the fence has lived up to at least one big test. Betsy Yankowiak is the director of preserves and programs at the Little River Wetlands Project. Her group is one of the owners of Eagle Marsh, and they have a contract to inspect and maintain the carp fence. She says a year ago in May, there was so much rain, she had to take a canoe out to the fence.
And when we got out there, these common carp were swimming on both sides of the fence. And I got out of the canoe, and I have my big knee-high boots on, but still common carp mouths, and they were floating around by my feet, and I was like, oh, man.
Common carp have been in the U.S. since the late 1800s, so they're not the kind of carp they're trying to stop here. But Yankowiak says she's keeping an eye on the carp fence just in case any bighead or silver carp make a run for it in the future.
If Asian carp cross, it's on me, so I want to make sure that we're doing the best job that we possibly can.
But even if the carp fence works, or if the carp never get close to Eagle Marsh, biologists say there are other ways carp could get into the Great Lakes. People still move live Asian carp around the region, even though it's illegal. It's possible those fish could get into the lakes. And experts say baby Asian carp look a lot like bait fish called gizzard shad, so fishermen could release them accidentally. But still, officials are mostly focused on the major ways carp could swim into the lakes. You can watch an online video of the second highest risk pathway here at Eagle Marsh at michiganradio.org. Our series continues tomorrow with a look at what might happen if carp get comfortable in the Great Lakes. That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.